Sheriff's Office. Synopsis for the Middle Texas coastal waters. Moderate onshore flow will gradually weaken through the afternoon as the surface trough approaches the coast, and an upper-level disturbance will provide a chance of showers and thunderstorms. Winds will become southwesterly early Tuesday morning as a weak front moves into the area. Moderate offshore flow is expected by Tuesday afternoon. Onshore flow will occur Wednesday through Friday in response to a series of upper-level disturbances. The marine forecast for the bay waters from Baffin Bay to Port Aransas. Today, southeast wind 10 to 15 knots. Bay slightly choppy to occasionally choppy. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, south wind 10 to 15 knots becoming southwest 5 to 10 knots after midnight. Bay slightly choppy to occasionally choppy, decreasing to smooth after midnight. Tuesday, northwest wind around 10 knots shifting north in the afternoon. Bay smooth to slightly choppy, increasing to slightly choppy in the afternoon. Tuesday night, northeast wind 5 to 10 knots. Bay smooth to slightly choppy. The marine forecast for the bay waters from Port Aransas to Port O'Connor. Today, southeast wind 10 to 15 knots. Bay slightly choppy to occasionally choppy. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, southeast wind 10 to 15 knots becoming southwest 5 to 10 knots after midnight. Bay slightly choppy to occasionally choppy, decreasing to smooth after midnight. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Tuesday, northwest wind around 10 knots shifting north in the afternoon. Bay smooth to slightly choppy, increasing to slightly choppy in the afternoon. Tuesday night, north wind 5 to 10 knots becoming northeast after midnight. Bay smooth to slightly choppy, decreasing to smooth after midnight. The marine forecast for the coastal waters out to 20 nautical miles from Baffin Bay to Matagorda the ship channel. Today, south wind 10 to 15 knots. Sea is 2 to 3 feet. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, south wind 10 to 15 knots. Sea is 2 to 3 feet. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Tuesday, west wind around 10 knots shifting north in the afternoon. Seas, 2 feet. Tuesday night, northeast wind 5 to 10 knots. Seas, 2 to 3 feet. The marine forecast for the coastal waters from Baffin Bay to the Matagorda ship channel out to 60 nautical miles. Today, south wind around 15 knots decreasing to 10 to 15 knots. Seas, 3 to 5 feet. A chance of showers and thunderstorms. Tonight, south wind 10 to 15 knots. Sea is 2 to 4 feet. A slight chance of showers and thunderstorms in the evening. Tuesday, west wind around 10 knots shifting north in the afternoon. Sea is 2 to 3 feet. Tuesday night, northeast wind 5 to 10 knots. Sea is 2 to 3 feet.
Notable but below river flood levels expected on the Nueces River, Oso Creek. For the Nueces River at Catula. Latest stage, 9.2 feet at 9 a.m. Monday. Flood stage, 15 feet. Bankful and caution stage, 9 feet. Forecast, the river will continue a very slow fall. For the Nueces River near Butser. Latest stage, 14.2 feet at 7 a.m. Monday. Flood stage, 18 feet. Bankful and caution stage, 12 feet. Forecast, the river will continue a slow fall. For the Nueces River at Tel Alton, latest stage, 6.2 feet at 8 a.m. Monday, flood stage, 7 feet, bankful and caution stage, 6 feet, forecast, no flooding is expected, with the river expected to remain around 6 feet for the next several days. For the Oso Creek near Corpus Christi, latest stage, 11.9 feet at 6 a.m. Monday, flood stage, 20 feet, bankful and caution stage, 11 feet, forecast. No flooding is expected, with the river expected to continue a slow fall. Stay tuned to NOAA Weather Radio for the latest weather information as additional rainfall may affect crest forecasts.
This hazardous weather outlook is for South Texas. Day 1, today and tonight. There is a slight chance of thunderstorms for locations to the east of Interstate 37 today. Any thunderstorms that do develop will have the potential to produce large hail, gusty winds, dangerous lightning and heavy downpours. The severe threat will end this evening. Days 2 through 7, Tuesday through Sunday. Isolated thunderstorms are anticipated for Saturday afternoon and evening over the Victoria Crossroads region. Expect small craft advisory conditions Sunday over the offshore waters. Otherwise, no hazardous weather is expected. Spotter information statement. Spotter activation may be required.
And now the short-term forecast. Patchy light rain and drizzle will continue across much of the coastal bend for the next few hours. Rainfall totals will be light, generally less than 1/10 of an inch. Motorists are urged to use caution while driving slick roadways.
The forecast for the Kingsville area, rest out today, partly cloudy, a 20% chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs in the mid-80s inland, in the upper 70s coast. South winds 10 to 15 miles an hour, increasing to 15 to 20 miles an hour in the afternoon. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the mid-50s inland, in the upper 50s coast. Southwest winds 10 to 15 miles an hour. Tuesday, mostly sunny. Highs in the mid-80s inland, near 80 coast. Northwest winds around 10 miles an hour, shifting to the north in the afternoon. Port Aransas jetty tides today. Low at 6:12 a.m., high at 3:07 p.m. Tuesday, low at 6:56 a.m., high at 3:14 p.m., low at 8:07 p.m., high at 11:41 p.m. Seawater temperature at Port Aransas is 68 degrees. Port O'Connor tides today. Low at 10:01 a.m., high at 8:41 p.m. Tuesday, low at 10:49 a.m., high at 9:18 p.m. Seawater temperature at Port Lavaca is 69 degrees.
The current time is 1:10 p.m. Central Standard Time.